This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Biblical Rebellions, Unveiling the Cosmic Conflict. This paper presents a unified theological framework for understanding four key spiritual rebellions that shape the biblical narrative: the serpent's deception in Eden, the corruption of humanity through the Nephilim in Genesis 6, the judgment and failure of the divine council at Babel, and the reappearance of Nephilim-like giants in Canaan. These events are not disconnected episodes, they are chapters in a cosmic war that stretches from the ancient heavens to the present age. I examine each rebellion through scripture, Second Temple literature, and modern biblical scholarship, building on earlier work in papers like Sons of God and the Nephilim, tracing Satan's development and from Babel to the nations. Together, these events reveal a progressive escalation of spiritual defiance against God, culminating in the war described in Revelation 12, where Christ's resurrection and ascension trigger Satan's expulsion from heaven. This isn't just a study in angelology or eschatology. It's a call to recover a biblical supernatural worldview. From Eden to Armageddon, the Bible portrays the cosmos as contested space, where divine beings, territorial spirits, and rebellious powers wage war against God's purposes. But each rebellion also points to Christ's decisive victory, anticipated in Genesis 3 verse 15 and fully realized in his death, resurrection, and ultimate return. This paper also reflects on spiritual warfare today, calling believers to recognize that we are not just dealing with cultural forces, but with rulers, authorities, and cosmic powers in the heavenly realms. The armor of God in Ephesians 6 is not metaphor, it's preparation. If you've ever sensed that the Bible is telling a larger story than personal salvation, a story about cosmic rebellion and divine reclamation, this paper will help you see that battle clearly and live in light of Christ's victory. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy!